Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard Solonian 3 for your trip to the Isles of Scilly. The journey will take approximately 2¾ hours.
The message that has been greeting passengers for the past 35 years as they travel from the mainland through the beautiful azure waters to St Mary's Pool. And behind the wheel for 29 of those years has been Captain Peter Crawford.
The Solonian has been running since 1977. Originally was the only vessel on the run and carried not only all the passengers but all of the cargo as well. In the 80s we then got a cargo vessel, and the Solonian since then has only run in the summertime, peak season, and maintenance during the winter, with a minimal crew kept on to paint it from top to bottom and keep a shipshape.
So you've been doing a bit of annual spring cleaning. Tell me a bit about the maintenance work that's been going on.
I wish it was just spring cleaning. There's a lot of paint in it. It's literally painted from top to bottom, inside and out. And that's a fair bit. It's like the Forth Bridge. You never actually finish the job list. It seems to increase over the winter. And as she gets older, there's more work to do. She's in particularly good condition for her age. I'm glad to say we're just about ready for the season now, and she's looking good again.
Another long-serving member of the crew is purser Marcia Still, who's been stocking the bar and cafe with Cornish delicacies for thousands of holidaymakers every season. And she's also had to deal with countless maritime regulations.
We've seen a few changes over the years, a lot more in the way of safety. Security is always an issue now, which it never used to be so much in the past. I think our clientele is pretty much the same. It's great for me to see the same passengers, same faces year after year. You get to have a bit of a rapport with some of the customers. It's nice to see repeating faces.
But the crew of the Solonian are also looking forward. They too have been watching closely the debate surrounding the development and improvement of the Penzance seafront and the various options for the future of the link to the islands. This includes options for a new ship, more facilities for the cargo vessel, the Grime Aretha, and dredging part of the harbour. A final decision seems a long way off, but Andrew May, the chairman of the Isles of Scilly Steamship Company, says whatever happens, the current vessel is well equipped to maintain the crossing for the foreseeable future.
What we're saying to the community is that, she is fit for service for the foreseeable future. She's a fine vessel. She was built to last, and she's tried and tested on the route. Requires some maintenance, of course, but as you'd expect, as a company which has been running for over 95 years, we've got an eye to the future, and we're always looking at other options, but for certainly for this year and for the foreseeable future, if she's called upon to do so, she can maintain, she can stay on the route. And there's certainly a debate going on about improvements to infrastructure in Penzance and St Mary's, and we're engaged in those and support those. But our business is that of shipping passengers and freight, and that's what we intend to continue doing. And we're saying that quite loudly and quite confidently. I hope that message gets through.
And back on the bridge, Captain Crawford is not letting go of the helm yet.
Eventually the vessel will have to be replaced, but at the moment she's in particularly good condition for her age. She's superb seaboat, so she's got plenty of life in her yet, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future, but I don't think there'll be any changes, certainly not in the next 12 months anyway.